Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, welcome to this week's journal entry. You may or may not be able to tell, I have a cold. This is like day 12. I'm actually sprinting to the doctor's office right after I record this, and I hope that they give me medication. But I'm actually so excited to dig into today's topic. And I'm going to start it off with a question, one that you may have heard before. Have you ever gotten home from work or just driven home and you couldn't remember the drive? That is autopilot in its most literal form. I have. And for some reason, when I think of that question, have I ever driven home from somewhere and I couldn't remember the drive? I can literally picture a street. So maybe I do remember because the street pops up in my head. But I think I remember the street because it's when I snapped out of it where I was like, whoa, why am I here? How did I get here? It was the most wild experience to be like, I am on this street. I am driving right now. I think I was going to the grocery store. Today, we are diving into why that's so common, why that experience happens to so many people, and specifically why so many moms are feeling so disconnected from their daily lives and what that's actually costing us, why that's actually so dangerous to be living on autopilot in that cycle, even if it's not on autopilot every single moment and minute of every single day. Moments of your day, every day, are likely on autopilot, and that's really dangerous. And I'm going to tell you why, and then we're going to go into how to actually get off of it. I always kind of felt like I was on autopilot, but it became so clear to me, besides that driving moment, when my ex-husband left and I suddenly had full responsibility for my son. For those of you that don't know, once I separated from my husband, he moved down to Florida. And so I had full custody of my son. And so without having anybody else's energy, that's the best way I can describe it, is like without having anyone else's energy that I could tap into when I was tired. So like to help out with bedtime routine or to clean the dishes, or even when we were both like scrolling our phones at night on the couch, having the option of having him get up to help me take care of something instead of me being the default person to get up and go do the thing, knowing that everything was on me, I knew that I had to manage my energy differently. I literally felt like I had to wake up and start noticing my day, noticing how I was spending it. And also, I wanted to be more present for Griffin and for myself on both ends of the spectrum. So before we get into the signs that you're on autopilot, if you're sitting here listening, thinking like, I don't know if I can really relate. I don't know if I'm on autopilot. I'm going to walk through a lot of examples that you might be like, hell yes or hell no. And then you'll know if you need to listen to the rest of this episode. But take a pause right now. And I want you to think about, can you remember three specific moments from yesterday that made you feel something? Anything. Excited, happy, sad. Anything at all. Or did yesterday just kind of feel like a blur? Did you end on the couch feeling like completely depleted and that was the only feeling you felt all day? All right, let's jump into the signs. If you're unsure that you're on autopilot, here are just a few examples of common, I believe, thoughts or even maybe mindsets that scream that you are on this mundane loop of life. That means that you're not actively experiencing it, like intentionally experiencing it. First, You can't remember what you did yesterday. You are counting down to your next vacation. You might even have like one of those countdown apps on your phone that counts down to your next weekend or girls' trip or the vacation. You're feeling disconnected during family time, maybe because you're scrolling the phone or the TV is on and you'd rather watch the TV than watch your kids play. You're zoning out during conversations. You are making decisions without even thinking about it. Like your kid might ask you something or your partner might ask you something and you're just like, yeah, yeah. And then you just say something without even like actually thinking about it. The doom scroll. I think you know what this is. This is, you know, you're scrolling your phone and you lift your head up after 45 minutes and you realize, holy crap, I just lost 45 minutes of my day or night or what the hell time is it? I don't even know what I've been doing. Like that trance that we're in. I actually don't have TikTok because that happened to me twice and it felt so shitty. Like that coming out of that trance, I was like, I do not like that. Still happens to me on Instagram, but still. Also consider autopilot eating. Have you ever like finished a meal without even tasting it? And you're like, wait, what did I even eat? Also, I believe autopilot is the mindset of tomorrow will be different. This is going to bed thinking that today was a wash. Today wasn't great. Tomorrow will be better. Yet not actually making any plans for it to be any better. And then finally, the rushed response pattern. This is like answering your child without actually hearing them. I picture them like coming home from school and them like wanting to show you something that they did, or something that Griffin is really into right now is after school, we go in our backyard and play, and he loves snails. And there's snails on his playground and he takes them off. It actually makes me kind of sad. He takes them off of wherever they're sticking to and then lines them up. And rushed response pattern is me just being like, don't do that. Like I just suddenly have a response and it's like, well, it's not killing them, right? Like, and he enjoys them and then he counts them up. It's just like this rushed response, like without me even thinking like, is that okay? Is he having fun? Is this like an acceptable thing to do without actually like processing it first? All of these things and many, many more. So maybe this is prompting you to think of like, I don't do that, but I do something else. And oh my God, I'm living on autopilot. It is so important to identify that we're on autopilot or not, because it is draining us of our energy. It's draining us of our passion for life. It's draining us of our patience with our kids. It's draining us of our ability to be present for memories and creating memories in general. Sometimes we think, oh, it's just an autopilot day, or oh, it's just my days are just so mundane right now. Maybe that's the term that you're using right now. But there are so many hidden costs of living in this way, especially day after day after day. Here are some of the hidden costs. First, the lost memories that I already mentioned. Like, don't you ever fear looking back on the days that you're living right now, especially if your kids are young, but even if you don't have any kids, like looking back and being like, what? Like, I just missed out on all of that time when my kids were young, or I just missed out on that whole year of my life. Another cost is decreased patience and increased reactivity. One of those might speak to you more, the decreased patience, but also for me, it's the increased reactivity. I hate feeling super reactive, whether it's to my kid, whether it's to a friend or to my parents or just like via text message, or if I'm feeling super reactive in like comments on social media, that's like not me. But some days I get into that and I'm like, whoa, where is this coming from? Like I hate that feeling. Also, missing opportunities for joy. When you are just in that mundane loop, you aren't living in that intentional state where you can actually find joy and then experience it. You're just going. You're like that Energizer Bunny hitting the drum, continuing forward, doing the damn thing, knowing what you should be doing. You're not like living and feeling joy and happiness. Also, it impacts your emotional intelligence, yours and your kids. I just want to toot my own horn here for a second. I picked up my son Griffin from school the other day, and the teacher complimented Griffin, but also me, that I think that he's one of the most emotional kids. He is sensitive and he cries a lot, but the teacher said that he is one of the only kids, or the only kid, that is able to have these big emotions and then be able to explain it and share like why, how he feels and why he feels the way that he does. And the teacher was like, I know that you focus so much on this at home, so I just wanted to share this with you because I know it's important to you. And I was like, I want to cry tears of joy right now. And even, oh my gosh, last night, even going to bed, so something that I tell him all the time is, I love you when you're happy. I love you when you're silly. I love you when you're goofy. I love you when you're sad. I love you when you're upset. I love you when you're mean. And I just kind of go through these emotions. And now he's the age where he starts saying that back to me. And he was trying to think of an emotion and he couldn't think of it. And I was like, we'll think of it. And he was like, disappointed. And I was like, whoa, that's a big word. And he was like, no, it's a big feeling. I was like, oh my gosh, you are making my heart cry happy tears right now. But not living in the present moment and intentionally, you're not feeling. And so it's really hard to be emotionally intelligent and emotionally capable and also managing your own emotions. And if you are a parent, to be aware of your child's emotions and to help them through them if you are on autopilot. So that's a really big cost in my mind. It's so easy to get stuck on autopilot. I believe partially because autopilot is a never-ending loop. So once you're on it, it's easier to stay on it than questioning and getting out of it. Questioning requires work. Also, I argue that it requires bravery because a lot of the times, staying on autopilot is safe. We know what to expect. It's our comfort zone. And when we start questioning things, it will bring up emotions. And sometimes people don't feel ready to face those emotions. Of course, life is better once you are more intentional and off of autopilot, but it makes it that much more difficult for some people to get unstuck and off of autopilot. Other reasons that it's so easy to stay stuck on autopilot is because of either the people-pleasing trap. We keep doing things because we've always done them. We have people in our lives that expect certain things from us, or we at least think that they do. We don't know. We've never even tried not doing that thing. So just people-pleasing keeps us on autopilot. Also, the myth of this is just how motherhood is, especially mothering young kids. I think that moms often feel like mothering young kids is meant to be draining with zero time to myself. That's just what we think. And so it is what it is. Maybe someday when they're older, I'll have more energy. Or when they are older, I will have more time to myself, which isn't true. You can actually have both of those things right now. Social media also reinforces autopilot with the dopamine loop of distraction. This is actually a scientific thing. Dopamine isn't actually the pleasure chemical, which a lot of us have been taught. It's the wanting chemical. So I have some really interesting facts about this. Social media and phones create a dopamine loop. The average person checks their phone, like picks up their phone. If you have an iPhone, at least, I'm not sure about Androids, iPhone tracks the number of pickups. Anyways, the average number of pickups a day is 344 times. I thought I was bad. My average is about 107 times. The average is 344. And each notification triggers that dopamine release or the wanting release. And the brain then begins to prefer the quick hits of dopamine, the quick hits of wanting over the slower, more meaningful engagement. So we prefer picking up the phone and our social media over like watching our child play, or even worse, wanting to play with them. And so our brain actually becomes less capable of sustaining attention on those slower paced activities, but more meaningful, like our kids or conversations with our partners, or even something for ourselves, like creating a business or just starting a passion project or doing something for ourselves. Another reason why we get stuck on autopilot is a reason that my mom will be very proud to hear about, and I hope that I explain this right. This is her area of expertise. I'm calling it the survival mode versus thriving mode brain states. Essentially, our nervous system has two sides. One side is the sympathetic nervous system, which is the survival side, and the other side is the parasympathetic nervous system, and that's the thriving side. When we're in the survival side, the survival mode, our prefrontal cortex function of our brain decreases by up to 75%. And when we are in a constant low-level stress, that keeps us in the survival mode. And what that means, especially for us moms, is reduced access to that, to brain functions. And that's responsible for emotional regulation, creative thinking, present moment awareness and intentionality, and decision making. I felt like I was in this chronic low-level stress survival mode when I was definitely a new mom in that newborn stage, but also when I was just struggling in my relationship before the divorce. It was just like mental fog was the general like experience that I was in, is like this thick fog. And now I know that that was actually survival mode, and it was keeping me on autopilot because that's what felt safe. And it felt so difficult to get out of. And so I was like, this just is what it is. But there are ways to move into that parasympathetic nervous system. And last but not least, another thing that really keeps us stuck in autopilot or on autopilot is the myth that multitasking is a good thing. I used to be really good at multitasking. And then I used to say, like, oh, I just suck at multitasking now. I wish I was better. And then I learned this, that multitasking, it's actually a myth that it makes us more efficient. Here's some other really interesting findings. Our brain takes 23 minutes to fully refocus after a distraction. 23 minutes. So once you're distracted, let's say by our phone or anything else, 23 minutes to fully refocus back on what it is that you actually were doing. So multitasking actually reduces productivity by 40%. And it increases cortisol production, aka our stress hormone. So if we're trying to multitask, which a lot of us do when we're on autopilot, it's basically increasing stress and reducing productivity and just taking longer to do all of it. And how this shows up in mom life is trying to do work during nap time while also doing chores, right? We're checking our emails while doing chores, while praying that our kid doesn't wake up too early, or half listening to our kid while also planning dinner. Or checking emails during playtime, or even playing with our kids while also thinking, oh, what should we be doing this weekend? Like it might not feel like work, but you're doing multiple things at the same time. The actual cost of this, you guys, is more mental fatigue. That's partially why you're so depleted at the end of the day. It's also increased irritability. I hate this when I end up like snapping at my son, and I immediately know it's because I'm doing too many things. I'm distracted on my phone. I'm so irritable when I'm multitasking. Also, decreased memory. Our memory actually weakens when form like we form fewer memories, and it's less easy to recall things when we're multitasking, and lower attention, lower quality of attention, less attention span in all areas when we're doing this. Before I share a quick preview of how to actually break free from autopilot, I want you to know something important. It's not about adding more to your plate or creating another perfect routine. When I was on autopilot, I had great routines. That's not what it's about. I discovered that it's actually the opposite. What if I told you that getting off of autopilot actually creates more energy instead of depleting it. Yes, it takes work to acknowledge that you're on autopilot and then to get off of it, but it is life-giving to get off of it. The solution isn't about doing more. It's about accessing a different way of operating that's already inside of you. When I started using this approach, I found myself having so much more patience with myself, definitely with Griffin, even during bedtime routine, which some of you know, and now everybody knows, sometimes it takes up to 3 hours, our bedtime routine over in this household. And I am still able to have patience and love for my son while going through that. So what I've discovered is that breaking free from autopilot and getting off of it comes down to these four key elements. Number one, understanding your unique autopilot patterns. Everyone operates differently. So understanding yours specifically. Number two, learning how to spot them in real time. Number three, having simple tools to actually interrupt them, or I like saying disrupt them. So spotting them, disrupting them, and then redirecting your energy into presence and intentionality and feeling how you want to feel. Just knowing these elements isn't enough. It's how they all work together. And you can probably sense that. It's like it's one after the other. They all work together to create lasting change. Okay, let's take a quick pause. Today, we covered a lot. We talked about all the ways that you can recognize if you're operating on autopilot, why it's so dangerous and what it's costing you, and the basic steps of how to get off of autopilot. If any or all of this resonates, this Get Off Autopilot workshop is for you. And specifically, I'm covering what's keeping you stuck on autopilot and your energy tank on empty, why more time will not give you more energy or patience, how to know if you're people pleasing as a mom, and how to stop the cycle. My juicy four-step framework on getting off of autopilot and stepping into your main character energy. And we're actually going to do exercises to start living in the present moment and feeling happier. That includes journaling, like actually journaling, which I've never done on one of these workshops before. So again, the link will be in the show notes if you want to register. It is on Wednesday, October 16th at 12 p.m. Eastern, and the recording will be sent out immediately afterwards if you're registered. So if you can't join us at that time, you will get the recording as long as you're registered. So I hope that you can join us. Send it to a mom that needs this nudge to start feeling happier in her life, to get off of autopilot. And maybe she just needs to know that there's more out there for her. So even if this isn't for you, this could be for your bestie that is just not feeling like herself lately. So thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next week too, because we are going to be talking about mom zombies and how to tap into that main character energy and reclaim your spark. But until then, thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to rate my show with a couple stars and a review, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.